This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's also a longtime expert on Islamic radicalism as well as the Middle East. Dr. Faris has recently written an opinion piece that says we ought to be appalled at the way the British government has handled the release of the Lockerbie bomber. And Dr. Faris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the more we hear about this case, the more troubling it becomes. First, we see that several prostate cancer specialists weren't willing to agree that he was within 3 months of death, which is required for the so-called compassionate release. And now other reports are saying quite starkly, and even the son of Muammar Gaddafi is saying, that this is really about establishing a business relationship between Britain and Libya over oil. How ought we to react to this?
Well, I think that the son of Gaddafi said it all clearly. And even before that, a few months ago, the Libyan leader himself delivered a speech inside Tripoli. It's available online, in which he said that we have, quote unquote, now business relationship, business negotiations with the companies that represent the West. He most likely was talking, including about this particular British case. So what we have here is basically an agreement that was done. More information will probably appear in the future, whereby, among other things, Megrahi will be or was liberated in return of favors, oil favors. That's what we have.
What's likely to be the actual reaction to this from the public?
Look, in my sense, the British government, of course, knew about it because it was negotiating it, and it's not the Scotland government, it's really the national British government that gave the green light. But my take is that this is an expression of a new era. The British government wouldn't have accepted that release had they not gotten a green light from the U.S. administration. I mean, that's the real deal. They haven't done it for years. Why now? And negotiations over oil have been taking place for years. Probably this is part of the what we call now the new direction of engagement that was led by the Obama and the Brown administrations, both on both sides of the Atlantic, which is aimed at re-engaging all these regimes. And we see signs not only with the release of Megrahi. What we see in Iraq, favor to Iran, for example, the Ashraf camp issue, what we see in Lebanon favoring Hezbollah, what we see in many other places, it's really the global new policy of engagement, quote-unquote.
So just to be clear, Dr. Faris, you're saying that this could not have happened in all likelihood without the U.S., despite President Obama, Secretary of State Clinton publicly arguing against the release of Megrahi, that behind the scenes they actually endorsed this move.
We don't have any legal or political evidence, but I mean, it's just a rational thinking that Britain and America on the issues of releasing a terrorist who have harmed more Americans. I mean, imagine Great Britain releasing a terrorist who has killed many Americans without consulting. That would be impossible. It is more likely that the statements also made by American officials and also other Western officials, including British officials, were factored in the initial, you know, agreement that this had to happen because many American citizens were killed. But it seems to analysts and to myself that the Libyans have done something wrong to the agreement. They were not probably supposed to bring him to Tripoli and trigger all these demonstrations. Gaddafi needed those demonstrations. That was not probably part of the agreement, and this is why you see of state and many U.S. officials who are, you know, stunned by the fact that not only he was released, but in fact that he was welcomed that way in Tripoli.
Dr. Faris, just a week or two ago, you and I were talking about what you described as the need for our leaders to articulate in very clear terms why we're fighting this war on terror, who we're fighting, and the risk and the threat and the evil that they pose. When this type of move happens in conjunction with the British and possibly the U.S. government, what message does it send to the world, and what message, perhaps more importantly, does it send to our enemy?
Well, absolutely. That is very clear. The message that this release will send to the terrorist forces around the world is that at the end of the day, if you are captured and detained and eventually tried in a Western court, forget about Guantanamo, in a domestic court, you will eventually, as a result of political negotiations, be released. So that is food for thought when we are going to shut down Guantanamo, if that is going to happen, and process these detainee or terrorists into American courts, and probably some of them will be sentenced and serving. Eventually, years from now, they will be released if such a trade will occur again. So that wouldn't be the best message to send to those who want us harm.
Dr. Ferris, fascinating but also extremely troubling. Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Waleed Ferris is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, expert on the Middle East as well as Islamic terrorism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.